Have you ever wanted to be first at something? How about being the first one in line for a movie? Or let's say first one in line to attend a concert? Or how about the first one in line at a ride at Disneyland, especially now since it's so crowded? To choose first where you may want to sit to get the best seat in the house. Or how about the first person to answer correctly gets a prize? First person to call on the radio station wins a prize. Or how about the classic idiom we have all heard, I'm sure, which is also the title of my message, first come, first served. So have we had that desire to be first? Have we all not run a race before in hopes to achieve first place? Are we still running to achieve first place? All of us here are running against the world. But we are not running a 40-yard dash, for we are all marathon runners, as we keep fighting and pushing ourselves, not giving up in a continuous battle with persistent effort to reach our ultimate goal, to reach that finish line. This is how we run. So what is it that we are striving for? What is the prize that we are trying to achieve? Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24 through 27, very familiar scripture. We've went over this quite a few times. Do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but one receives a prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Verse 27, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Or overcome wrong, not approved, rejected. See, we run to obtain a prize, to put all our effort into it. And one such person who did just that, who was victorious in finishing the race, was Paul. And we heard about that this morning in the sermon. Now, he fought a good fight, and he finished the race because he kept the faith, 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. But notice what it also says in verse 8. And again, I will repeat what was said this morning, because it is important. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. We see what the prize is going to be for Paul. But notice, he's not just talking about himself, but he's also referring to us here. Not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing, that is Christ's return. So he's talking about you and me. If he can do it, so can we. What mattered to Paul was actually finishing the race. Everything that he had done up to that point was his training. He was constantly being trained, and the training paid off. Just like when we compete in something, and the intense training we go through is vital. Even natural talent requires training. So if you want to be the best at something, practice makes perfect. We also must possess within ourselves the faith, which we have to have as we continue to run the race. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 talks about running the race of faith, to run with endurance the race that is set before us. We've heard about this morning as well. Joy. The joy in anticipation for us is to make it into the kingdom. This is our goal. This is the race that we are running today, that we continue to run. We are looking for that first place finish, and we have a step up since we have the first chance, because we are the first fruits in this day and age. Now, there are certain requirements that we must retain so we can be counted worthy at that first place finish, or worthy of the first place finish. And the most important thing in our lives is stated in Matthew 6, verse 33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then what comes after? The things that would be added to us are unimaginable. We just can't comprehend it. So if he thinks, we have been blessed, yes, on certain things, but this is far more what God is promising us. And there is a responsibility the church has to share to the whole world, and that is the gospel being preached, which we read about in Mark 13, verse 10. And along with these responsibilities the church has to be examples to the world, we ourselves also have responsibilities amongst each other in the church. The Bible tells us so many ways when we are in a particular situation, the first thing that we ought to do is bring about peace. Again, we need to be peacemakers. And we read about that in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. We are not to judge. We recognize our problems first. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. This is what we do first to reconcile. Now, let's also keep in mind that everything is not always about being number one, about being first. There has to be a balance, and a right approach has to be considered. We don't want to be haughty, putting ourselves on a first place pedestal, letting everyone know that you're the man or I'm the man, and that you're better than everybody else. That is not how we're supposed to represent ourselves. Instead, the Bible talks about those who desire to be first, but they are doing it for the wrong motives. Keep in mind what other responsibilities we have acquired by living a godly life. We are to serve one another. Look at Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 26 through 28. Verse 26, we read, "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." First come, first serve. Not just served. So that comes first. Now, there are many in the church throughout the years that have thrown in the towel, that have dropped out of the race to go back into the world. All the things that they knew at first had by now been forgotten. And we may know people like that. The Bible talks about this in Revelation chapter 2 and verses 2 through 5. But the time is also going to come when Christ will return and they will beg him for their lives to be saved. And we know what he will say in response. We also read in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 30, and also in chapter 20 and verse 16, "So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." But those who have been called first, they threw it all away. They had their chance. But those of us who will endure until the end, the few that we are, those of us who are still running, that have not dropped out of the race, will have the first chance to make it. If we wanted to be counted worthy, we better make sure what we are doing is right. We have to be ready now, since we don't know when Christ will return. So those who die in this day and age must make sure they are counted worthy to be in the first resurrection. Again, this could be read Revelation chapter 20, verses 5 and 6, and also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. Can we see how important it is to be first with the right mindset and what we have to look forward to? So why then would we want to jeopardize that by throwing away the gift that God has given us to be counted worthy to be first? We have to always remember that everything that we do, how we live our lives, how we must obey Him, how we keep His commandments, why we have been chosen in the first place, should be because we love Him. But let us also not forget, He also first loved us. But we still have action that we have to put into our lives, that we have to keep going. And we owe Him our lives. And one way to also show Him that is the fact that we must first give to God what we owe Him.